fire Pravin Gordhan, but we will not allow him to speak if he does not fire Pravin Gordhan.
This was the promise that EFF spokesperson Vuyani Pambo made to South Africa prior to the State of the Nation address. A promise that the party stayed true to on Thursday night.
You can remain with your de Klerk and your Pravin. We can't sit with this sellout. Remain with them, Pravin and murderer.
Thank you very much.
We're not going to be our
point of order, honorable speaker.
Thank you very much.
Pravin must go.
Samnandas must go.
Please leave.
Pravin must go.
Please leave.
The EFF took issue with Pravin Gordhan in particular, as they felt he has failed in his ministerial duties. Pambo further explains the EFF's position on this.
The president has failed. There is nothing that he has achieved since he has been elected as president. So as you would have seen with the release of the unemployment rate, which has not really was not changed. Pravin Gordhan is the minister of load shedding. He has successfully made sure that we have more load shedding than we have the blinks of an eye in the day. He has made sure that South Africa is a permanent state of darkness. So we need a minister that will make sure that there is more light shedding than there is load shedding.
When President Cyril Ramaphosa was allowed to begin the State of the Nation address, he too recognized the dire state in which we find our state-owned enterprises. However, far from finding an inclination to fire Gordhan, Ramaphosa revealed plans to improve the ease of access for renewable energy. He suggests that this move towards third-party power producers will significantly alter our electricity industry.
We are working to ensure that all SOEs are able to fulfill their developmental mandate and that they should be financially sustainable. The reality is that our energy system will remain constrained until new energy generation comes on stream. Through these immediate measures and the work underway, to fundamentally restructure our electricity industry, we will achieve a secure supply of reliable, affordable, and ultimately sustainable energy.
While all political parties agreed that state-owned enterprises, particularly Eskom, presented a problem, they do not agree on how to handle it. DA leader John Steenhuisen suggests that the interruptions were undemocratic.
I don't think that disruptions advance the people's business or the people's agenda one little bit. I think that they actually serve to undermine Parliament.
While Pambo suggests it was just the beginning.
So on the 28th of February, we're going to march to Eskom in Johannesburg. Throughout the whole year, we're going to march to all the white monopoly capital companies. We're going to march to them. We're going to march to the public enterprises office where Minister Pravin Gordhan resides. We're going to march to him as well, telling him he must resign. So we are going to have many protests that are going to follow post-Sona.
For Multimedia Live, that was Amina Dicker-Asmah.